are we ready, folks, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Could I welcome you to the Cabinet meeting on the 8th of September 2022? Could I start by saying that, very sadly, in the last few minutes, we have received official confirmation that Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has passed away. Could I therefore start this meeting by asking for 2 minutes of silence? Obviously, this is terribly sad news, and I want to pass on the authorities' thoughts to our royal family. Her Majesty's life was dedicated to serving our country, both at home and across the world. An outstanding ambassador, an iconic figure, and an absolutely massive contribution that she has made to our nation. And that just simply can't be measured. We've been very fortunate here to have the Queen and, of course, Prince Philip visit personally, and my thoughts go back to how wonderful it was to see the affection that our community had for her and the crowds that came to give her such a warm welcome when she visited Stafford to mark the 800th anniversary of the granting of the Royal Charter. I want to express the Council's condolences, and I will be writing to the Royal House on behalf of the Borough to express those thoughts. And I can confirm that our flags will be flying half-mast as a mark of respect. As a consequence, as most people will be aware, there is a specific plan in place, and no doubt announcements will be made through the Lord Lieutenancy and other authorities as to the process from that tomorrow. Thank you very much. Very difficult to concentrate, obviously, having heard such sad news, but we do have some business to attend to this evening. If I could just ask you, please, formally to confirm I can sign the minutes of the fourth August meeting as published.
Right.
Thank you. We have one apology, Councillor Mike Smith. I'm pleased to report that I saw him personally on Sunday, and he seemed in good spirits, although of course Councillor Smith, man that he is always wanting to do something rather than nothing, but again our thoughts are for him, and hopefully he will recover his good health. There are no councillors questions, and so moving on to tonight's business, please, could I invite Councillor Trowbridge to deal with the first item, starting on page 4.
Thank you, Lisa. And after, like you said, such sad news, how do you continue? But my thoughts are with Her Majesty's close family at this moment of time. Very, very sad news. But this report to recommend the adoption of an interim update for the period 2019 to 2021 to the playing pitch strategy and sports facility strategy. The information and recommendations within this strategy to inform policies and allocations as part of the new local plan 2020-2040. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any comments? We're happy to support the adoption recommendation.
Yeah.
Thank you. So can we move then, please, on to the second item, starting on page 15. Can I have Councillor Price to introduce this item, please?
Yes, thank you, Leader. And just echo the words that have been said about our Queen. She is obviously gone now, and that is a huge loss to our nation. So on the climate change adaptation, Staffordshire Council agreed its new climate change and green recovery strategy in November 2020. One of the key objectives outlined in that strategy is to mitigate and adapt to climate change. We use the word adaptation in the context of what measures need to be planned and taken in order to cope with the impact of climate change. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, adaptation has been used in the context of improving resilience and being able to respond effectively to a broad range of threats. And it is exactly this phrase that describes our approach. Local impacts are hard to predict, but flooding is a significant risk for Stafford. In addition, being safe and being able to live independently in your own home and surrounding area are vital to our well-being and ensuring the conditions of foster health across the community is already a priority for the Borough Council. Addressing both the causes and impacts of climate change can bring about a number of improvements, and we have an opportunity to work in partnership to further increase community resilience, enhancing the capacity of residents to mitigate their individual impact on the environment, collectively having a better emergency and disaster preparedness. To increase the awareness of the importance of climate adaptation within the borough, it is also proposed that a week-long communication campaign is implemented to promote the adoption of this strategy, and this will involve updates on the council's social media, the delivery of a series of webinars, and the publication of case studies which have already contributed to climate adaptation in this authority. So therefore my proposal is that members approve the Stafford Borough Council Climate Adaptation Strategy and agree to the communications campaign.
Any members of the council like to raise? I would just like to congratulate the officers and you, Councillor Price. Clearly it's an important strategy, and it demonstrates how widely and how important we see the whole issue of climate change generally, and so I'd be happy to approve the report as set out. Thank you. Could we then please now move on to page 58?
Thank you, Leader. This is a joint paper between both myself and Councillor Mark Winnington. And again, I just wanted to echo your comments on thanking officers who put an extremely large amount of work into both this and the adaptation strategy. I wanted to give a little bit of background, if I could, on this particular paper. And as again I've mentioned in previous meetings, it does show this Conservative-led authority takes climate change very, very seriously. And it is in the forefront of all of the work we do here. So since declaring a climate emergency in 2019, the council has been working to ensure the sustainability of the council, or sorry, sustainability of the council of the borough increases. This has resulted in the production and adoption of several strategies and motions. Consistently through these documents is the recognition that waste reduction has a role to play in ensuring that climate change and green recovery objectives of the council are met. 2019, Stafford Borough Council passed a motion addressing the council's usage of single plastics. The motion included the following five actions that the council will seek to achieve. One is to state its support for the eradication of single-use plastics, and this policy to be made clear to all suppliers and contracts hold. To encourage our community to reduce and ultimately stop the use of their single-use plastics. To actively promote the reduction of single-use plastics, and work with other agencies and local authorities to reduce the use of all single-use plastic products as soon as possible, and make reduction of single-use plastic products part of the implementation of our climate emergency. And I just want to talk about the method on that as well, very briefly, Anita, if I may, because I think this is really, really important. So although the motion passed by the council in 2019 did focus solely on plastics, it is suggested that the waste campaign looks at the reduction of waste more generally. This is because the greatest environmental gains come from reducing waste production, and where it is unavoidable, reusing and recycling all waste wherever possible. It is therefore suggested that Stafford Borough Waste Campaign includes the following. The production of two waste reduction pledges, one for residents and one for businesses. The production of waste reduction resource packs. This will be sent to residents and businesses who sign up to our plastic pledge. The production of an interactive map which shows where waste recycling and disposal facilities can be found throughout the borough. A directory of local businesses based in the borough who sell reusable products which can be used as alternative to single-use plastics. Finally, the delivery of a communication campaign to reduce the contamination of waste which is collected by the council on the curbside. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Gimmington, you said this is a joint report. Would you like to add anything?
Yes, but thank you, Leader. The final point that Jonathan just made is probably the most important point. As a farmer, I recognise it, everyone else does. A lot of the environmental impact can be achieved by reducing production of certain items, obviously. Things like fertiliser and such like are an example of that. But in terms of the real benefits, the real gains on the CO2 reduction, we've got to make sure that we do the very best job of reusing and collecting waste. And also, in a way, making sure that the general public know what we're doing and why we're doing it. This is not a new thing. Anyone of my sort of generation will remember the pop bottles where you had a 5p deposit. It was 5d then, actually, apologies. 5d deposit on the pop bottles. And then we had this innovation called milk bottles that were being recycled and reused again on an electric vehicle. Now, this is years ago, so I think we've got to, in a way, look at what we've done in the past and sit and think, well, did that work and did it not? But the most important thing here is that we work with our partners, which is Veolia, on the collection side. But our real partners that can really make a difference here is the residents themselves. And Stafford Borough area has demonstrated time and time again that they are avid recyclers and long may it continue. Thank you, Chairman.
Do we have any other comments? Okay, so we're asked to note the proposals and to approve the delivery of the proposals. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Kurt.
Thank you, Leader. I also would like to pass on my condolences. Queen was such a great individual and leader of this country. through so much, and especially during some of the major incidents through the last 70 years, and we can think of many of those. She's been with us, many of us, for all of our lives, and has been a constant, and that is a changing of the old guard. I recently, about a couple of minutes ago, had a text in from somebody from America, and his comments was that she was a wonderful lady and a wonderful leader, but she clearly also had worldwide reach and made an impact on so many people's lives. Turning to the paper which is in front of you on page 66, this is about additional support for the voluntary sector through the creation of the food hub. If I think to just back to 2020, I thought that the issues that faced us and many in the community were once in a lifetime. And yet the cost of living or the impact of the cost of living, whether it be the increases in fuel costs, rising food costs, inflation, mortgage cost increases, the impact of that is driving the use of food banks. At the same stage, the level of donations within food banks within Stafford Borough, and I would guess this is replicated across the country, has reduced. In passing, I have to say thank you to Mike, to Liz, to Joe, to Will, to Debbie, to David and Charlotte, for all that they and their teams have been doing in supporting people in our communities through their activities within those food banks. We are all working closely across the public and voluntary sector to be able to put additional food into those food banks, and this report talks about putting in an additional £18,000 into the voluntary sector on top of the £132,000 that we already do put into the voluntary sector to help increase the availability of food into the existing food banks. The plan is to put these additional monies into a newly set up community interest company which has been set up for the purpose, and they are working with food support charities to link and to link between the food charities and the food banks within the borough to increase the availability of food. I want to thank the people involved for the work that they are doing and the support that they are putting into our communities. Separately, we are working and continue to work across multiple partners, as well as looking to support communities during the squeeze that is affecting so many people at the moment. Therefore, I'd just ask that you note the additional financial support that is going into the voluntary sector and into supporting many of those people who are being squeezed at the moment and will continue to be squeezed as the cost of living continues to rise.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments? Councillor Colby.
Thank you, Leader. I just wanted to thank Councillor Pert for bringing this to us. I know he's championed this right from the start, getting a distribution hub run by the community interest company. So I just want to say thank you. And to thank all the volunteers that work at this hub and any other, whether it be an hour once a month or ones that I know that do a complete 8-hour day more often than they should. I just wanted to offer my thanks to every volunteer involved with this. Thank you.
And so I propose that we do not, I don't propose, I support the proposition that we note and agree that the food bank assistance should be provided.
Yeah.
Thank you. In the absence of Councillor Smith, calls to me to introduce and explain the report starting on page 69, which is the quarterly report in relation to the collection of revenues and benefits. As the report explains, broadly divided into the collection of council tax and the business rates, and sets out in comparison terms of how the authority is performing, firstly in relation to council tax and business rates, there is only a very marginal difference. Important to say that the local authority acts on behalf of others, including parish councils, county council, and the police crime and fire and rescue commissioner. And in comparative terms, this year at this stage, the collection rate for council tax was approximately 28.4% compared to 29.1% by the quarter and the same period in the previous year. It's important to say that there are lots of things in place where appropriate to cover outstanding bills, and of course it's also important to recognise that there are safeguards in place those who are unable to pay, both in terms of benefits, but also in relation to debt relief orders and IVAs and so on. When we have a look at the collection of business rates, there is a slightly wider gap between the collection at 24.8% this year as opposed to the percentage collection of 30.3%, and as the report details, we know that the effects of COVID have had a significant impact on businesses, notwithstanding the provision of grants and relief and so on. Again, where appropriate, the council would use its recovery powers to deal with non-payment. I don't propose to refer to the index, but just want to make it clear that if anybody else wants to, because it contains information that is deemed to be confidential, I will have to ask others to leave the room. However, unfortunately, for the reasons set out in the annexed confidential report, we are asked to write off certain debts, for reasons of which I've explained, involve, for example, insolvency or non-trace and so on. So that's the delivery of that report. I'll ask for approval to write off the arrears in the index. Does anybody want to add anything? Are we content to support the proposal?
Yes.
Not having to approve.
Thank you. And so that brings to an end the formal business of this meeting. Thank you all for attending, and we'll continue with the business that we need to follow us.